To be the best, you need to play with the best. You might not have your own personal high-level circle of women yet, but you can hang with us on the Female Millionaire Show. I'm Midori Verity, serial entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I interview badass female founders and cut through to what you really need to know. So in 20 minutes, you have what can take years to learn. If you're wanting to play bigger, come play with us. Join the Female Entrepreneur Revolution today. Cheers. I am here with a woman who I don't think sleeps. She is just this, I've only talked to her for a few minutes, but I'm already inspired by her determination and her focus and the amazing things that she has achieved in the technical world, which we all know is traditionally a man's world. It's a man's game. And Madonna, you have broken through that in a numerous different points and in different ways, and you are thriving. And that's why I love having you on the show. So let me properly introduce you. We are here with Madonna Wambua. She was named by Success Magazine as one of the top 50 success women of influence. She's also the founder and chief technology officer at Jubua Labs. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've won numerous awards, not to mention you have a book that recently came out called The Modern Android 13 Development Cookbook 2023. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So tell us about you, Madonna. Tell us about, you know, when you grew up, were you always into tech? What got you to where you are?
Now, that's a very interesting question. And the fact is, when I grew up, I was not into tech, but I really, really loved planes, you know, the planes. So every time I would look up, because we lived near like a plane station. So every time, like an airport, plane station, airport, every time I would see them fly, I would be like, who made that? How smart are they? Like, how are they made? Because they really fascinated me a lot, because I'm thinking this thing flies over the sea to another country so many miles away. So that was mind blowing to me. Now, after that, of course, that's what I wanted to be, like an aeronautical engineer. Now, when I was growing up again, you know, you grow up and you're like, maybe that's not what you want to do. So I got a laptop and I was like, oh my goodness, what is this now? How does this work? All that curiosity was always with me through just watching the TV. And I'm always like, wow, really have smart people out there doing great things. I want to be that person one day. I want to make an impact one day, like just being that person that builds something pretty cool. So with the laptops, I learned that you can do computer engineering. And that's what interested me into computer science. And that's how I ended up being an engineer. Now in software, because I learned that, hey, this is something I can do. But otherwise, I could have become an aeronautical engineer. However, I found something more passionate. So with the phone, like I was mentioning before, when I got my first phone, it was a Nokia 3310, for those who know it. So it had a snake game, which is very popular. Everybody has played the snake game. So every time I would see the snake go, I'd be like, wow, we have smart people again, like making the snake. And I wanted to be somebody that builds that. That's how I ended up on mobile, building for mobile application. And that's what actually led me to become a recognized Google Developer Expert, which means I am an expert in this category that Google acknowledges that. Now, I've been able to speak at over 30 conferences where Google like supports me for the, like supports this venture where they pay for my hotel, my flight. Imagine being able to travel everywhere to speak without paying a dime.
Oh,
it's been amazing.
Sign me up.
I know.
I missed that tech part.
It is pretty interesting because many people don't know about the programs that exist that can actually uplift your career in so many ways. Because when I learned about it, I was like, wait, there's a program like that? Because they recruited me. They reached out to me like, Madonna, we think you'd be fit for this program. I was like, okay. But the other part is that I get to also review the APIs, which means the interfaces where they build for the developers around the world. And they also flew me to Barcelona to shoot the Android show, which has been watched by so many million people in the world. It's been amazing.
Wow. So they approached you and said, hey, we would love for you to do this for us. Are you up for traveling the world and we'll pay for it all? You just need to speak?
Yes. But the good thing is I was already doing that in my local communities. just sharing with other women how to code, mostly just mobile applications and how they can build better mobile applications for the modern world. Because now everybody has a fancy phone and phones are advancing, you know? So we need great apps because each and every company that has a very big product, they definitely have mobile applications. That's both iOS and Android. iOS being the iPhones and Android being your normal Samsung or, you know, Motorola or Nokia, all that.
Okay, so when you were going through college, you knew that you wanted to get in tech. You weren't clear exactly, but you just kind of followed your heart and it's led to these amazing places.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges that you encountered along the way? Because I have yet to meet someone who is highly successful who had a simple road to get there.
No, it wasn't easy. So, first of all, I think this is a narrative that you might have heard or listeners might have heard before, where if you're a Black woman or just a woman, you're always the only in every company you work in, which is pretty tough. And I remember telling my husband and also my friends this time during the pandemic, I got a job that was very demanding. And each and every day, I thought I was going to be fired. Every day, I went to work knowing I'm going to get it fired tomorrow. I'm gonna get fired. How I survived 2 years in the company, to me is still mind blowing. But I had to leave because to me, it was really taking a mental toll in me because I was trying to build the new technology that I'd never used. Nobody was understanding. My manager was not very welcoming. I mean, it's one of my hardest time in my career. And that's actually what motivated me to actually start my own company because I realized, look, I have amassed this knowledge in working for startups. Why can't I just bring that knowledge together and find a team and see how I can build this product that I've always wanted? And that's where the courage came from. So I think sometimes trials lead us to thinking, to us thinking of other routes, which might be good. I mean, it ended up to be a good venture that I decided to do, but not everybody has that opportunity to do that. So yeah, it has not been easy. So every day, like going, you know, you work from home, but every day you're like, am I going to have a job tomorrow? Now, the other thing that also worried me a lot during that time is that sometimes if you don't have a fallback plan, you worry. You might have cash flow that can, let's say, take you 6 months, but will you get another job immediately? So sometimes it's just those things lingering in your mindset, like that really gets you scared of being fired. So that was the hardest for me.
Okay,
Pretty
but you
tough.
kept your mind open, right? You knew that you were in a position that, so yeah, you knew you were in a position that was not lighting you up. It was, you knew it was not the place that you were going to stay. So congratulations to you for even being aware of, I need to get the heck out of here, right? Because that can be scary. Like you said, if you don't have that financial windfall to back you up, and I don't know what your financial situation was, but you kept your mind open. And you realized, I'm doing this on my own. I'm going to make this happen. So talk to us about that journey. Are you a co-founder or are you the solo founder?
I am the solo founder because what we do is consulting, but we are also building our flagship product called Jenga Realty. And as I mentioned before we started, I just got recruited by XList to become their CTO. So XList is just a company in real estate they're building here in America. So I'm super, super excited to be working with them. And the product is so amazing. And the founder is a close friend of mine. So it's been an amazing journey. But before that, as I was mentioning before, it wasn't an easy journey that I just woke up one day and decided this is what I want to do. I think it's through those trials that I mentioned. And of course, there were others before, but I don't think they were overwhelming as what I experienced in my last company before I left. Because to me, sometimes you might hit that tipping point. Because I have a family. I identify as a mom, as a wife. Also a Black woman. So there's so many things. And then I've also realized the people that I've worked with for most of my careers, most of them didn't have any kids, especially women, if I worked with any women. So I think I've always been a mom. And I've realized there's that toughness in people understanding what you need as a mom because it's a different environment. And if you've worked in the tech sector, we have many people, young people coming up who are busy, busy, get promoted, you know. I want to do my own thing, which I don't think is a good culture, but you don't know the company's culture unless you get in, which is pretty tough. So How I managed to just get through all this, again, it's just my motivation thinking, hey, look, I know my end goal. I know what I want to do. And then I did actually leverage the community a lot because when I started my company, the first people that actually got me the job was the community, the members that I knew. Because my first job was with Get With It, which is a very big women organization in Cincinnati. They reached out to me. They were like, hey, Madonna, we want to rebrand. Can we bring you in? And I was like, you came through for me. So I asked because I was like, where do I get my first client? And then when that came in, that closed the deal. And then after that, I got a very big consulting job with a Web3 company in New York. And I was like, look, we're getting it there.
Yeah,
So the community has helped a lot.
so the community and friendships, it sounds like, from what
Yes.
I'm hearing from you, is a
Yes.
key component to your success.
Yes. Leveraging that community.
Yeah, and I think also what I have seen with community is that you don't feel alone,
No.
right? Because as we're trying to balance all these crazy things of being a successful entrepreneur or career person, and if we have a family, and being a woman and everything else that's going on, it's tough. But knowing that we have others who speak our language, who understand that craziness that we go through, there's something about that that's empowering. Like it just, I don't know. I feel like it energizes us more, and helps us play bigger and enjoy the journey more than when we're
Exactly.
alone.
Very true. Because when I launched my company, the first place that I announced was the community that I'd already been building. And I'd started building these communities through just my speaking engagements. Let's say I'd spoken to over that event. All these people, I was connected to them through LinkedIn. They were following me and just connecting me through emails like, hey, Madonna, I want to follow your journey, what you're doing. And I was like, oh, yeah. So when I managed to sell my company, immediately those were the people I told, like, hey, look, I've started a consulting firm company. If you hear anybody that's looking for ABCD, please refer us. That's what happened.
And then they just came.
And then they came,
Okay, awesome. Tell me a little bit about about your company. You said it's a real estate tech product. So what does it do?
So what we're building a platform where so many people have immigrated. I'm an immigrant myself. I came here, studied, and then formed a family. I still go back home to visit my family. But everybody that travels, they want to invest. They want to buy property. But these properties can just be for their own parents or even themselves. Now, as a young person, I didn't find a better way to do that, like just be in my house. And I mean, you can imagine this age of technology. Of course, there are many risks involved, but of course, the best smart ways these days to do that. And one way we are doing that is definitely going with the banks. But I thought about it like, hey, look, how about me being able to sit back in my house and being able to place an offer from my phone for property back in Kenya, for instance? That would be amazing. So that's the platform we're building where you're able to just sit back in your house and say, I want to buy this property. When can I, who can I speak to? How can the process go? But working with banks, it's much safer because then the banks know that, hey, if it's false property, we're going to sue you and you'll give us back the money. So it's much easier that way. But yeah, that's what we're building.
Interesting. So you can buy a company or buy homes internationally using your platform.
But for now, we're just limiting them to, let's say, citizens of that particular country. So we make the process much easier and smoother. And then we have two products. So the other product is also enabling people who want to travel. Let's say, because many people are traveling the world. If you want to travel to Africa, let's say you've never been there before, just giving you a short time stay place, like kind of like Airbnb, but not with a more, like with a touch of Africa, with more customized, where we know these are people who are new, who've never traveled. Let them experience this place in a nice way. We give them like security and stuff like that. So it's been amazing.
I love it. Okay, great. So, what is, if you had one piece of advice to give to an entrepreneur who has huge aspirations and for some reason they're feeling stuck, what would be that one piece of advice?
Now, allow me to use two, but let me go first with this one. So I listened to Fawn Weaver. She's an amazing woman who launched a whiskey company. She answered a question on imposter syndrome very nicely. And I want to share it because it really changed my perspective. Now, she said, somebody asked her, do you ever experience imposter syndrome? And she said, no, because she's not an imposter. That really changed my perspective because I started thinking, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we've been defining imposter syndrome the wrong way. Because, I mean, if I'm not an imposter, why would I have imposter syndrome? So that's one. The second one would be, don't ever give up on your dreams. It might not be at that time, but if you have it as a goal, if it doesn't work at that time, that's okay. Don't be hard on yourself, but keep pursuing it. It will eventually work. Because the idea is that we train our brain to think we need to achieve it, and then we definitely end up getting it. But if we treat our brains and don't rewire our thoughts in thinking we can actually achieve it, it becomes hard. So it's always changing our mindset, like, hey, actually, I have this goal. I know I need to get there. Even if I'm not there now, I'll get there. And also, don't compare yourself with others. Everybody has a different path. So if you see me today in Success Magazine, don't say tomorrow I want to be in Success Magazine because Madonna was there. Know the reasons, and then you'll get there.
It's all about mindset. From listening to you, it's all about mindset, right? We're not imposters because we're not imposters. So
We're
imposter
not.
doesn't fit. No.
Exactly.
We got to retrain the way we see it. And I feel like you're talking about neuro, what is it called? It's where, where our neurons can change and the pathways change based on the way that we're thinking. And for some reason, my neural pathways are not connecting. So I can't think of the word that I'm trying to think of.
That's okay.
But yes, with when we set our goals, we may not get there on the timetable that we think, right? We may not. However, if we consistently keep on moving forward towards that, eventually we'll get there. And eventually those small steps will become bigger steps. And then other opportunities will come in
Come
to
in.
even leapfrog it further. So I completely agree with you. And I've seen this happen so many
So many
times.
times.
Great
So it's
advice.
true. So it's true what other people say out there. Like, that's the way. That's the only key. That's the key to success. Just always knowing that if it doesn't happen now, it will happen. Just don't give up on it. Just
Nope.
keep pushing.
Yeah, and everyone's on a different timeline.
Exactly.
Madonna, where can we find out more about you and your companies and all the things that you have going on?
Wow. So I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also on Twitter, just Madonna underscore Wambua. I also have a website, Madonna Siumbua. That's Siumbua is my middle name, but you can email me there if you have any question. And where else? Just anywhere on social media.
Anywhere. Okay. And so just so you all know how to spell her last name, it's WAM as in Mary, BUA. It is in our show notes, so you can get it there as well. Obviously, you are incredibly delightful and you come across as very giving as well and approachable. So
Oh,
thank
thank
you for being here. Yes, you are. I look forward to your amazing
you.
continued success and thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you too very much for inviting me, and I can't wait to listen. I hope somebody really gets inspired and does what they've been wanting to do, and maybe they're like, just hold on for a minute. Just hold on for a minute. You got this.
You got this. I'm confident they're going to be listening and they're going to be inspired.